More violence in Syria. Can Western Christians help? What can a buck get you? And now there are 751 more ways God's name has been translated. All this and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Dozens more Syrians are dead after Syrian forces responded to the murder of their top intelligence official. General Jamal was gunned down by rebel snipers. President of the Crescent Project, Fuad Masri, is very concerned.
My mom is of Syrian background, so I have aunts and uncles and cousins in the country. They've been moving from their homes to other areas they deem safer. And
while the world has failed to stop the conflict, Masri says the real issue is hate, which is spiritual.
Jesus says, if you hate your brother, it's like you've killed them. If you hate someone, at some point, you will do something to hurt that person. When you don't solve the issue of the heart, then nothing works.
Crescent Project's Oasis Conference in Dallas, Texas is coming October 31st to help Christians share Christ with Muslims to solve the anger issue. If you can't attend, you can get his ebook, Ambassadors to Muslims. Links to both at missionnetworknews.org. Next, there's a saying that goes, trouble comes in threes. That was definitely true this week, says Mark Lewis, Disaster Response Director for Reach Global.
We were monitoring the news reports and we were in touch with partners. Before that event hit, then the other typhoon that whipped up in Japan, we have ongoing work in the Tokyo area as well as the continued response to the tsunami in the Tohoku region. And then on top of that, this earthquake that hit in the Philippines, it's near Cebu, which is one of the centers for our partners there as well.
Since their projects and churches weren't affected by the disasters, they'll be mobilizing a response where they're most needed.
Where there's a crisis, there becomes this openness to the gospel, a mission field of sorts as people struggle with trying to answer the unanswerable questions like why and what next.
The answer also comes in threes: pray, give, or go. We have links where you can explore that at our website. This is Mission Network News. Charities worldwide are feeling negative effects of the economy. Tim Glenn of Compassion International sees an interesting side of the issue. Potential donors are keeping organizations accountable for their money.
Donors are asking really savvy questions about impact, and that's what they want to know. I want to know that my money is actually making a difference.
The best impact an organization can make is on a spiritual level. Compassion has proven to donors that they're making a difference. Their donations have increased.
The gospel is our program. It's enveloped in everything that we do. We teach life skills, but we teach you to be a godly business leader, to be a godly worker. From the day a child steps into a compassion program, which is at a local church, they're learning the gospel.
Pray that Christians would continue to give despite the economic pressure. Elsewhere, what if you were rejected anywhere you went? The United Nations describes the Rohingya as one of the most persecuted minority groups on earth. Burma, India, and Bangladesh have no use for this ethnic group. They face a bleak future with no home, no food, no land, and no help. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, helps a ministry that provides vocational tools and shares the love of Christ with these outcasts. Does this resonate with you? We'll link you at our website. And our last story reads a little bit like an ethnologue. What's that, you say? Well, it's a catalog of languages that includes the country's dialect speakers and more. Faith Comes by Hearing just added six more languages to its catalog of recorded scripture. At 751 languages, this represents access to God's word for over 80% of the world's population. Want to help? We'll connect you at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you disappoint God? Well, I sure do. The question is, can you still be used by Him? Mission Network News is providing the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper, with your gift of any amount. He tells us, in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, that God's there, ready to use us. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 with your gift of any amount, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.